Now it is the time of week that we do set aside to chat food in case you were starting to plan what you're going to be eating over the weekend. And with the weekly feed, Alison Byrne from BQ is with us now. Morning, Alison.
Good morning, Tess.
What are we chatting about today?
Well, I thought we'd actually chat about places that you can't go and eat at anymore.
Oh, okay. That is... Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, yeah. So sort of a little bit of a wrap-up of, you know, like a bit of a... You know, in memoriam, like they have at the Oscars.
Oh,
you know,
like the end of the year.
So instead of the people, it's all the places that are gone from Sydney. This is a big town. but to me, it always, I try and turn it around and say, well, it means if you love a place, make sure you get back to it and get back to it regularly. So it always serves as a reminder that things can be fleeting. You know.
And there have been quite a few this year, I feel.
Yeah, this year feels like, you know, there's a few older places that closed and places that just seem to come out and be closed the next week as well. Like the real ends of the scale. And I'm wondering whether, you know, the people's business model now for places is just real get in, all right, you know, if it doesn't work, close it down. And that's probably what you should do rather than letting it drag on and you know, the owners go into lots of debt and that's always quite terrible. You know, there's always a sad story often behind places that close. But, you know, sometimes it's people get older, they don't want to do the business anymore, they want to retire, or they just, you know, over it. I don't know. Like there's so many different reasons I think people close businesses, not necessarily because they're bad or weren't successful, but sometimes their time is just up.
And that's fair too. I mean, I can't imagine running a business would be easy by any stretch of the imagination.
No, and particularly like, you know, ones that it's a family business and, you know, that you've got to give it to these people. They work so hard in their businesses. And I always see that particularly down in the places like Dixon House and Eating World and the stall kind of businesses, you know, the people are there all day, you know, till 8 o'clock at night. And, you know, we tend to see the same faces of people there and you just think, wow, you know, they really work hard, those people, and you've got to give it to them.
Yeah, hard slog.
Yeah, so some places that we no longer have with us. Of course, Happy Chef in Newtown probably, I think, has been one of the most sort of sad ones for an outpouring of grief. And I was looking, you know, on people's responses when Happy Chef had a fire, and people were just really like, oh, you know, Happy Chef saved my life.
Wow.
Was kind of the sort of response, you know. So you might not agree that the food might not have been, you know, authentic Chinese or whatever it might have been, but it's really sustained, I think, a lot of people in Newtown for a long time. So hopefully, but they'll come back again. But places like Chinatown's really undergone a lot of change. So
yeah,
all the building work going on down there. But in the mall of Dixon Mall, one of the really old buildings sold. So one of the restaurants closed down there, Hingara. Golden Harbour closed, which is right at the other end of Dixon Mall. In the food courts, weirdly, like all the Malatang places closed.
Oh, okay.
In one in Eating World and one in Sussex Centre and one in Dixon House. They all shut up shop. So maybe that kind of fad is changing. La Misa Filipino closed. Pondok Solera in Dixon House and Lao City Thai closed as well, which is
That's
next to
nuts.
Judy Paideng. Yeah, they all close. In Chinatown, Lucky Thai closed its doors. And Pinto's, which was a little Japanese type little cafe, they closed down. One of the saddest ones for me, because I work close by, is Little Devil Cakes and Rolls in Glebe closed. And they've been there for something like 13 years. So
wow,
they've been there a long time. And up the road, the VR Vietnamese Rolls closed as well. So now I haven't got anywhere to get a good pork roll. I have to go all the way into town.
That is very upsetting,
it
actually.
It is very upsetting. In Newtown, Moo Burger, Queen Rolls, another pork roll place closed. King Street Grocer, Loriana Arepas, Jimmy Grant's closed. Gould's moved down the road. That was really quite a big closure for the area, and it's becoming a shared workspace type event space in that building and hasn't quite come up yet.
I feel like we spoke about that Arepas place on this segment
once. We did.
Yeah.
We did, yeah. So, like, that's what I mean. Like, well, that was a food truck and then they converted to a bricks and mortar sort of base shop, and then I think they're looking for another kind of space that they want to open up in. So it's really, that's what I mean, like it's really tough sometimes. You if you change your business style and you sort of decide to open a shop, you know, just to keep going sometimes, and the costs of rents and keeping things going.
Especially just, somewhere like Newtown.
Yeah, where you've got a lot of foot traffic and a lot of students and a lot of everything, but it's the pressures there, and I think the rents are there too as well. So what else went? So many things. In Enmore, one of my favourite fruit shops closed down, which was called Azzy Fruit Market, and they had been there for so long. And before that, apparently, they were Indian Fijian restaurant.
Oh, wow.
In the 80s. And when they were stripping it out recently, I went by and there's this whole beautiful mural that they uncovered. It's going to become a beer bar now. And we were saying, please, please, please keep the mural. Other places that burnt down, the General Gordon pub in Sydenham.
That's the one I remember.
Yeah, yeah. So that burnt down. In Bondi Junction, more pubs went. The Windmill and the Cock and Bull got torn down to build apartments.
Of course.
That went. And the Valley in a beautiful Lebanese pizza place in Dulwich Hill, that closed as well. So, you know, there's just so many different places that closed all throughout Sydney. I keep a list of them throughout the year as I sort of notice, oh, that one's closed, or that one's closed. And then usually I put a little whole list of them together, and it always feels quite sad, but you know, oh, what can you do? That's how things turn. We lost a few good people this year as well. So, of course, Anthony Bourdain and Jonathan Gold, the food critic for in LA. But one really sad person dying that I saw was, it's a woman who, I think she was over 100, and
wow,
she had a YouTube cooking channel.
Oh.
And in India.
Oh, bless.
And she would do these family recipes and, you know, put them up on YouTube, and her son would film them, and she would do it, and she passed away.
Oh.
And so I thought, oh, that's actually probably the saddest one of all. It's interesting that a few people passed away. That meant a lot to people in the food world, and you know, it's sort of interesting the ramifications of losing good voices, or, you know, people that know how to write about and speak about food and what it means in a wider context as well. I think it'll take a while for some other people to come up and be able to do it just as well.
And I suppose that's the flip side of the coin, is that, you know, there have been so many of these places closed down, and we have lost a lot of people this year, but there are people coming through, and, you know, places will open up.
And isn't that exciting? Like, so you go, as soon as I see a place close, the next thought that comes through my head is, wonder what's going to open in there.
Yeah.
What are we going to get, you know? So, like, I noticed down the road here on just this morning, a Japanese place had closed, and it's going to open as Bang Bang Noodles.
Oh, cool.
And so I'm like, yes, that's fantastic. So, yeah, you sort of go, oh, and then it's like, yay, on the flip side. So, and I think Sydney loves new places too. So, you know, for every kind of chain store like Donut Time that rises and falls, or, you know, the yogurt, yoga berries and the craze for yogurt and with toppings rises and falls, you know, something else like that is going to come up again, and, you know, everybody will be queuing for that as well. I think the latest queuing thing is a place in Chinatown that serves rice and yogurt drinks.
Oh.
Mixed together, so that I've seen cues for that. And the other thing is brown sugar milk tea. That
sounds good.
That, yeah, it does sound good. It sounds actually, I might go and get one now.
Oh, of course you will.
Of course.
Oh, this is the last time we're going to see this year, Alison.
Oh, Tess.
I know. Oh, my God. Well, where can we find out more?
You can look on our website, www.b-kyu.com. We'll do a wrap-up of what we've sort of seen throughout the year on there. And, we just keep on getting out there and finding the weird and wonderful to review.
Thanks so much, Alison.
Thanks, Tess.